We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Samach Dalad Omer Beis, and we are beginning the end of the fifth line from the top. Omer Rami Ba'aba. We're talking about someone who drank wine, someone who drinks Revias Yayin. It says a person should not daven. If he davens, it works until he's a shikur, but Oshosu, he should not daven, and he also should not paskin. Omer Rami Ba'aba, Dorach Mil, if after he drank that Revias Yayin, a Revias wine, he walked a mil. A mil is 2,000 amos, which usually it takes around 18 minutes if he's some of the shittas. Dorach mil, he walked a mil, v'shina kalshu, or he took a little nap. Mafigin is the yayin. That takes away the koyach of the yayin, of the wine, and he could daven l'chatchila and he could paskin already. So he either has to walk a mil or take a little nap. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Avua, Loi Shonu, this nap and this walk only helps. El Shasa Kedei Revias. Only if you drank Revias. El Shasa Yoisim Revias, drinks more than Revias, then Kol Shekin Shederech Tardasai. When he walks, it makes him more drunk. Vashina Meshakartai. And sleeping also will make him more drunk. Will make him more tarot. Because when he like he jumps around a little bit, after drinking that much wine, it'll make it worse. Freyti Gemara, Vadorach Mil Mafigas Yayin. Is 1 mil enough to take away a Revias Yayin? He was riding on a donkey. He was going from Akoy to Chziv. And Rabbi Loi was walking after him. He found, as they're walking, they see this beautiful cake on the floor. Amar Loi, so Rabbi Gamliel told his Talmud Loi, Loi told Gluskin ben Haderech, please pick up that cake from the floor. Don't leave it on the floor. Then, a little bit later, he didn't tell him to eat it. He just told him to pick it up. Don't leave it on the floor. Don't eat it, but don't leave it on the floor either. They went a little further. They saw a guy walking. Amar Loi, so Gmiel says, Mevagoi, told Gluskin Halalu. He calls the guy by his name, Mevagoi, and he says, take this cake. Mi Loi, take this cake from my Talmud Loi. Nitvalai, so Loi walked towards the guy to give it to him. Amalai asks him, "Hey, Chanata, where are you from?" Amalai, I'm from these huts, the city, like you know, the Bedouins. I'm from a city of Bedouins. Uma Shimcha, what's your name? Mivagoy, my name is Mivagoy Shemani. That's my name. So he asks him, "Kluma Kircha Aragim Ma'ilam." Did Ramiel ever meet you? Amalai, love. No, I never met him. So Ba'isa Shal Lamanu Shekiven Rabbi Gamliel Baruch Hakodesh. At that time, I realized that Rabbi Gamliel had Ruach Hakodesh, and he got his name through Ruach Kodesh. He's mechaven to his name through Ruach Kodesh. V'shloisha dvarim l'manu b'yis ha'shah. I also learned three halachas from this story. L'manu I learned, she'ein mavirim al'oichlim. Since he told me to pick up this cake, I learned, you're not allowed to leave food on the floor. It's a bizarre to leave food on the floor. You have to pick up food that's on the floor. That's number one. But l'manu she'hoch macha roiv oivri drachim. And number two, since he told me not to eat it, he didn't tell me to eat it, he said just to hold on to it. We see from here, you go after Roiv Oivrei Drachim, and most of Oivrei Drachim are Goyim, and the halacha is that pass of a Goyim are Aser. And that's how we pass in halacha l'maisa. Pass Akum is Aser. The only reason why some people eat pass from Shaprite with the OU is because pass Palter. But a pass of a Goyim Shabbal Bayis is Aser, that's for sure. And here we're saying Roiv Oivrei Drachim are Goyim, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. V'lemanu, and we also learned the third halacha. This is right after Pesach, the story. And that we see from here that a chometz from a goy is mutabana after Pesach. Why? Because the loyal maestro got toivus enough from giving the goy a whole cake. And the goy was very excited. He got himself a whole cake or a whole big roll, a big challah. Whatever it was, there was a toivus hanah there. And even though it was right after Pesach, you still see it could be nena from a chometz of a nachri after Pesach. Those are three halachas we learned from Rav Gamliel. But the story is not finished. They're going from Akko to Chziv. Kivim Shigil Chziv, Bo Echel Shal Nidrei. Someone came running over to Rav Gamliel. He says, I have a neder. I want to be matter my neder. Omar, so Rav Gamliel said, Lezesh Yimoy, turned to Eloi, and he said, Kulum, they knew they drank wine that on the trip. So he asked him, Kulum Shasin Revias Yayin Talki? Do we drink a Revias Yayin of a Talki? Omar Lehain, yes, we drank a Revias. So Gamliel says, "Imkain, yitay lacharenu." So we have to take a walk then. So he tells this person asking who wanted to do matanet, he says, walk behind us, until our wine wears off. What did they do? Yitay lacharenu gimel milim. He walked after them 3 mil, until he reached, literally it means a ladder of Tzur, it's like a cliff called Soma Shal Tzur, a mountain, Soma Shal Tzur. Kivin Shagia L'Soma the Tzur, Yorad Rav Gamliel Menachamar, Rav Gamliel got down from his donkey, Vinis Atef, and he wrapped himself with a talis, V'yoshav, and sat down, V'hitaloy Nidre. It was Matar Nada. V'harvei Dvarim L'madnu Bais Hashem. And I learned a lot of more halachas from this case. Not four halachas from this. First of all, Manush Revias Yayin Italki Meshaker. I learned that Revias Yayin Italki makes a person drunk. But Lamanu, we learned Shika Yaira, the Shika should not paskin. Lamanush Derech Mefigas Yayin. And we learned from here that Derech makes the wine wear off. Lamanush Emefir Nadarim Le Rochuv Vele Mahalaf Le Eimen. And we also see that you cannot be Mefer Neder, which means to matter neder, you can't do that. Usually, lashon afara is by a baal to ishtoi. Here, he means matter neder from a chacham. Sheim afiru darim le'rochov, not riding, le'mahal, not walking, le'emi, not standing, le'yoshiv. You sit down. Ad kan debraisa. What do you see from here? How many mil did he have to walk in order for the wine to wear off? 3 mil. Ketani miyas, shloisha milim. 3 mil. He had to walk 3 mil in order for the wine to wear off. And we just said before that Mira said 1 mil was enough. So it's a stira. So Mira says, Shani Yayin Italki the Meshaka Tvei. This Yayin, Italian wine, whatever I think Italki, whatever Italki means, this type of wine was stronger wine. The Meshaka Tvei makes a person more drunk. And since it makes a person more drunk, the halacha is that you need 3 mil to take it off. So really, a Revias Yayin Italki is more than a Revias because it needs more. It needs 3 mil in order for the wine to wear off. That's the Gemara's teretz. For the Gemara Kasha, if that's the case, that Yayin and Talki is considered like more wine, and therefore needs more, V'amar Rav Nachman and Ravua, lo yishanu, that walking works, el shasa revias, only if you drank a revias. Ava shasa yoyse revias, if you drank more than a revias, kol shkein derech tardasa, v'shinim v'shakras. The Gemara said that if you drink more than a revias, fakaret, the opposite, when you walk, it makes you more drunk, and the sleep makes you more drunk. So here, what would it help 3 milim? If it's the yayin italki, it's like a stronger wine, so it's making more drunk. The Gemara says, no, rochuv shani. Since when you're riding, it does not such a big tircha, so it will not make you more drunk when it's more than revius, by rochuv. So Gemara, once you say rochuv shani, so you can say, really, it's like a mil. Hashas ha'achi, Rami Rav Abba Nam Lekasha. Not sure Rami Rav Abba that said that 1 mil is enough. Lekasha Rochav Shani. Echanami. 1 mil is enough when you walk. When you ride, you need 3 mil. And I don't have to say Yayin Italki was stronger. You just answer simple that Rochav Shani, which means that when you ride, you need 3 mil in order for the wine to be off. It's not enough with 1 mil. It's not enough with 1 mil. Zogte Gemara Vaita. Zogte Gemara Vaita. Sam just want to speak out of Taisvah's question. Now, we said before that he didn't eat it. Why not? Because he never done a blong to a guy. Right by Ridachim Goyim. L'chayr, we said it was right after Pesach. Maybe he shouldn't eat it because maybe it's Chomash of a Pesach of a Yid. So Taisvah speaks out, if it'll be a Yid, we would assume he made it after Pesach. He made it after Pesach, therefore it's not a problem of Chomash of a Pesach. So, I'm going to go from now back to what we said, Ashmamina about Nadarim. It said that Ashmamina, since he sat down by some of the Tzor to make the Matanadar, so you see from there, that the matanada, you can't be matanada while you're riding, while you're walking, while you're standing, you have to sit. Rav Nachman said, you could be made for neder, say if you're walking, say if you're standing, and say if you're riding, you don't have to sit. So the Gemara Tanoyi, it's a machlokes Tanoyim. It's a machlokes Tanoyim, what you have to do for neder. The eagle man the Yomar, poischim becharata. There is a man the Yomar, so we'll learn Rashi's Pshat, I won't say Taisa's Pshat. But Rashi learns like this. One man the Yama holds that a Chacham has to find a Pesach. When he makes Matan Neder, he has to find a Pesach. They're saying that if I would have known this, I would not have made the Neder. And that Rashi calls that Pesach Mecharata. And that needs a lot of Yeshiva Das. You have to sit down, to figure out a reason why he didn't want to make a Neder. You don't have to have a Pesach. You can be accurate even without a Pesach. Just without finding a tam. So Rav Gamliel held, you have to find a tam, therefore you have to sit down. And Rav Nachman says, you don't have to sit down, you don't have to have a tam to be made for the neder. Doma Rav Bar Rachan, Omer Yechna, my pasach le Rav Gamliel, Ahu Gavra, what was the Pesach that Rav Gamliel had for that person? The Pesach was, the pasach says, Yesh boite Kidmakaris chere veloshen chom marpa. And it types like this. Boita means someone who makes a neder. Kala boita, anyone who makes a neder, royu ledoikre v'charev. It's royu that you should stab him with a sword. Why? Rashi says, because maybe he's not going to be carrying the neder. And that was the Pesach. It said, if you know that a person's chayiv misa for making a neder, would you make a neder? So he said, no. And the Pesach says, loshen chom marpa. The loshen chom can heal it. That means by mimater the neder. That is Rashi's pshat and Pesach Mecharata, not Pesach Mecharata. Tosfos learns the opposite, and it's more how we understand that there's two ways to mata neder, either with Charata or with a Pesach. Charata just means it feels bad he made a neder. Pesach means you have to find the reason that we're known we're not neder. So he learns Tosfos. It's the same difference between like Rashi and Tosfos. Just the lashon is different. Tosfos learned this: if you hold Pesach Mecharata, you could do it even walking because all you need is Charata, not a Pesach. Ain Pesach Mecharata means you can't be mata neder Charata. You need a Pesach, and therefore need Yishuv Adas. So it's really the same pshat, just in the touch of the words, Pais Mecharata, Ein Mecharata, is different. That's what Taisus learns. Omamah, we learned that one of the things we learned out from Rabbi Gamil was, Ve'ein Mavir Mal Oichlam, you're not allowed to pass food. Food's on the floor, you have to pick it up. Omar Rabbi Yechlam, Hashem Hashem Ve'echoy, Lo Yishon Ov Daris Rishonim. This is only in the early days. She'ein B'nai Yisrael Prutzes B'Kshofim, where the B'nai Yisrael were not Oivik Shofim. We'll see later, it's even a pasuk from later on, that you see that in the times of the Baal, which was the time of Achav and the Malchi Yisrael, a lot of the young girls did Kishif, and this way they made believe that the Avodah Zarah of the Baal had a Kayach. It was through their Kishif. The B'nai Yisrael were Prutzes B'Kshofim. So a lot of times they made the kishuf in these breads and they left it out for people to pick it up, and that's how the kishuf worked. You leave it there, don't pick it up, because when you pick it up, you're going to cause the kishuf to happen. So the Gan Yaakov asks, that what's the difference between Yisrael Prutzes B'Kshofim, which said before, that Roiv Oivri Drachim Agoyim. So what's the problem? Pick it up because it belongs to the Goyim. So he has two pshatim in Gan Yaakov. Either he says that the Goyim also have Kshofim, or he says that maybe only you didn't have kshafim. When it comes to sakanta, chamira sakanta meyasura, and more worried about the 20% that are yidin. Like upon him, it says over here that in the Darius Acharin, we should not pick up the food. Why? Because shayla v'kshafim. Tana linta b'raisa. Shleimin mavirim. If it's a whole entire roll, chala, leave it. Because that's what kishaf is. Psisim, on pieces of chala, there's no kshafim. Ein mavirim. Don't leave it there because there's no kshafim. They don't do kishif on pieces of bread. V'achsiv, it says in the pasuk when Yecheskel is giving musa to Klal Yisrael, it says el ami when handfuls of sa'irim uve psusei lechem and pieces of bread. And the pasuk goes more further. L'hab mis tafashus that shloy simuseno lechayis tafashus shloy sechiyana because b'chem la'ami shoy mekazov. So the pasuk says that they did do kishuv psusi lechem, and for the Gemara, no, they didn't do kishuv that. They took that for the schar. They took that for payment for doing the kishuv. Hosn the shakli begrayer took them. They took that those pieces of bread as payment to do the kishuv. That's the pshat. That was part of the musa. What these people were doing for the via baal lahatis is ami, like the pasuk says lahatis, that to fool the Klal Yisrael, they were taking this as payment, but avad there's no kshofim on pesusei lechem.